welcome to Put This On, Season 5, Episode 11, where we watch House Hunters, Season 165, Episode 4. I'm Chris Lorenz.
This is Brian.
1.0% max gauge.
Noah Singer.
So welcome to Seattle Month, everyone. So this is our first Seattle-based show, so House Hunters. We're in Seattle this week, guys.
Wait, you're saying this is the first Seattle show we've ever watched?
No, this is just Seattle Month.
Okay.
Did we do a Seattle show?
Yes. Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you make me remember that?
Noah, can you give us a show description here?
Yes, I can. House Hunters follows individuals, couples, or families relocating to a new country and searching for a new home with the assistance of a local real estate agent. The country part, not necessarily true. In each episode, the buyers must decide among three candidate houses or apartments to buy or rent, ultimately choosing one before the end of the episode. The show concludes by revisiting the buyers in their new home a few weeks or months later, when they describe the changes they've made and the effect the new home has had on their life. That's House Hunters on HGTV.
Thank you, Mr. Noah Singer. I feel like everyone in the world, at least in the U.S., has seen a version of the show. So I don't, like, whatever, everyone knows. It's three, you see three houses. That's what the show is. And this particular episode, they're in Seattle. There's a NFL, like, I guess, player, star.
KJ Wright.
KJ Wright.
Yeah, he's a linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks.
Is he still one?
Yes.
How old is the show?
This is 2019.
Okay. So he has a. They have a wish list, which we'll get into. They see three houses and they pick one. That's like the summary of the show.
Yeah.
That's the summary of every one of these shows. Every 20 minutes is introduce couple, wish list, three houses, they pick one. So, nothing to surprise here.
I'm not sure how much we'll have to say about the show. It was very by the book.
We got some questions we could probably
bring up.
The questions are good. But yeah, I mean, like, this is just kind of another we're checking a box. Like, we've never done House Hunters. Let's just do it so we can have one on the books. Like, this is not like, we're surprised what House Hunters is. But I think that, you know, this was an interesting episode of House Hunters to do with like an NFL star, like you get a bigger budget in an area we kind of know. So like
get some of that good house porn. Like, you know how you watch like cooking shows with some of that food porn?
Yeah, it's the worst because then I'm just hungry.
I mean,
well, at least like you could maybe just go out and buy a house after this.
That's fair. If only that's how that works.
Speaking of porn, what's the relationship between MILF hunters and house hunters?
What the fuck question is that?
What is the relationship between house hunters and tiny house hunters?
Can we get back to this MILF hunter? What the fuck are you trying to get at, Noah?
It was an open-ended question. I was looking for the response from the gallery.
What is MILF Hunters? Is that some sort of Bang Bros porn? We're moving on.
Do you remember in 30 Rock, Alec Baldwin would always have like a dumb TV show idea that was going on? One of them was like MILF Island or something. And it was just like one teenager, 20 MILFs, MILF Islands.
Yeah, that's where I thought it was going. That there was like the same producer between whatever. Nope, just throwing it out there. All right, let's get into KJ. He went to Mississippi State, he was drafted in the fourth round. He met his wife in Seattle and they've been together how long? I don't know, like
a couple of years,
whatever years. They have a 3-year-old kid and there's a new one on the way. And she has a previous kid before the relationship. And so their wish list, let's go over it.
Well, side note, the, how they met is the best way, because she just slid into his DMs.
Oh yeah. What kind of DM do you think that was, Brian?
It's got to be Instagram.
No, I just meant like, what was said in that DM?
What was shown?
Ooh, I mean,
I don't think you interact with the people that send you just nude photos. It's possible though.
No, I don't think you go that route. I think you say like a really good line, and like you got to make it stand out from like the billions of other messages that are coming in.
You think this dude is getting like tons of messages?
Absolutely.
Like, I'll suck your D and like stuff like that, or is it like, hey, like what? Like, I think you're cute. You're hot. Like,
Chris, I want to hear your best attempt at picking up KJ over DM.
I feel like you're hot and I'll suck your D whenever you want is like, you know, that's what I would go with, but I think that wouldn't be good enough. So maybe you include like a pick. You know?
Can I try one out?
Yeah, do it.
Hey, baby, are you KJ? Because I want you to put a line on my back.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, I'll give it to you. I lost, so that's fine. But like, yeah, slime the DMs. They seem to be pretty happy. So their wish list, KJ, his first requirement is he needs a game room where he can host the boys, get a pool table, get a TV. Like,
guys being dudes, what's better than that?
Needs a dude room. It's some sort of dude ranch. Surprised there wasn't any speaker requirements or noise reduction requirements. No. Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Then the next requirement was a backyard. She wanted a backyard for the kids to play.
More specifically, she wanted room for a trampoline.
Yeah, that was brought up. Was that brought up initially or just later?
Only after they started seeing houses.
Yeah. Just weird. Like, you're in Seattle. I mean, it's just like hard to get a big backyard
without going far. Oh, one of the other requirements. Yeah. It has to be close to the Seattle Seahawks stadium.
Or where he goes to work. I don't think that's the stadium.
Oh, they probably have like a practice field somewhere, right?
I imagine that's because he wasn't really close to, so like none of these houses seem to be where you would think near the stadium at all.
They like, might've just completely ignored that requirement.
Who knows?
They did a really remarkable job of really anonymizing the locations of all these houses. Like you could barely tell.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like a community that like every week House Hunters comes out. Where are these houses?
Which is not too far away.
But what was that, Noah?
The Seahawks practiced in Renton.
Oh, Renton. Okay. Yeah. These houses are definitely by Renton. Yeah, I can see that.
Got it. Yeah.
So yeah, short commute was one of them. Open concept was another. KJ wanted a view. What's her name? Wanted a newer build house. KJ wanted a big tub and heated floors.
And a heated toilet seat.
The heated toilet seat, every time they brought it up, was like, that's like a $200 thing. Like, dude, like, calm down.
The fact that he kept looking for cosmetic things is so funny to me.
Yeah. And there was like, another thing she wanted was white counter, like cabinets.
Again, yeah.
They're just like, pay some dude like a grand. They'll just come paint it and leave it.
Easy.
Like, easy. Easy thing to change. Like these cosmetics in your house. Yeah, you're rent. Like
KJ makes like $7 million a year.
And their budget her budget was $2 million. His budget was $2.5 million.
Yep.
Which seems low for like an NFL player when like a house could really be like one of your investments that like theoretically won't lose value. You might not gain value, but it certainly won't lose that much value unless you're really stretching. Because once you have that much money, there's like only so much you can invest in.
Yeah. My hunch, it's one of several houses that he likely has. like this is his like primary like during the season, then I'm sure they have a couple of the properties around the country.
That's probably true. Yeah.
I mean, I'm certainly got out of that vacation home, but like, is that vacation home also going to be this baller house?
If you're making $7 million a year, you can have a couple $2 million houses.
True. This could be like, well, he said he wants to retire in Seattle. So it would be the main like home. Like if he wasn't going to retire here, it could be like his second home, could be like his real home, like for when they retire. But I guess it's probably not how it's going to work. So let's, one minutia. Oh, I think I got them. Well, they were like grilling when like the guy, when they were doing all the intros and stuff, and they had like the tiniest burgers, looked like smaller than McDonald's burgers on the grill. And I was like,
oh yeah, they were not impressive.
They were like terrible burgers. Like, come on, dude, at least like get your own meat and like turn them into like your own burgers. I don't know what you're doing it wrong. KJ, if you're listening,
KJ,
do your burgers
listen
better.
To Chris. Chris will come over and grill for you.
More importantly, we can show you where to get a fucking bidet with the heated toilet seat.
You ever go to Japan? That shit is clutch.
Oh, yeah. You can go crazy toilet.
Yeah, they can get a $2,000 Toto easy.
Yeah. All right. Let's go over the first house here. By the way, we lost Mr. Noah Singer. I don't know. He'll be back.
If you're out there.
Oh, he is. Mr. Noah Singer is around. His internet was not working well, so he had to kill his video.
Welcome back.
Oh, so he is here. All right, so let's go to the first house. 6-bed, 3.5 bath, an unknown location near Renton. This was the budget pick because it was under 2 mil.
The backyard was admittedly not very exciting,
but it was next to a park.
Yeah,
what do you need a backyard for? This is a waste. You gotta like,
you know, for you gotta throw the football with the kids.
Well, I guess you can't put a trampoline in the park.
No, there's dumping laws, dude.
Although, like, if that happens, like, who's gonna take it away?
The city will take it away because it's a liability issue for them.
Ruining all the fun cities.
Well, I mean, America's already ruined the fun of trampolines to begin with. So, like, I don't know what to say about this fucking house, dude.
There was nothing.
It was
We met Ali.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about
Ali. We meet our realtor, Ali Samael. He's this, like, guy with a way too tight blazer.
It was so tight.
It was real tight.
And he had like the craziest beard. He was trying to get it to twirl. He was twirling his beard.
I have a friend who's twirling his beard and he can pull it off. It's very impressive.
Friend of a friend has like the full circle.
Terry?
No, not Terry. But he has a full circle. It's nuts. I don't think anyone can really pull it off though. Like, it's just such an odd look.
It's not a great look.
But yeah, Ali, he was pretty good as like a realtor, other than like he's trying to look fashionable.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really working that well, but he was putting a lot of effort in.
His house choices weren't that great, but the criteria were hard.
The criteria is so hard.
Like, he has a better hit rate than Seema from Mumbai.
Ooh, burn. Yeah. Burn. The one thing about this house is that it had heated floors.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of the requirements that he wanted, is heated floors. But that was more like I want heated floors, not I need heated floors.
Yep. And again, heated floors, I am not exactly a house expert. You could easily put that in for under 50K.
I mean, like, the thing is, you get a big enough house and you tweak it to what you want to be.
Yeah.
Like the tub situation. So we went to every house he goes in, tries to get each one of these has a standalone tub. So I don't know if it's just a Seattle thing or what, or there's newer constructions where they have separate toilet area, separate shower, separate tub. in the master bath.
Yep.
And each, so all three of his houses had that, and he tried to get in each one. He did not fit in the first house. I wrote the Amazing Great Bar Tour, but I don't remember what that was about.
Oh, so they went to his little game room. It was a little small. In fact, his head was going to hit the ceiling all the time. And they had a built-in wine cellar.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It look, he was not, that was like a no, that was a non-house for them.
Yeah, that was not even in the running.
Then the second house was a 5-bed, 3.5 bath, killer views for 2.1 mil.
That sounds right.
I forgot to write it down, apparently. So a little over her budget.
Yep.
But like sick views
and white cabinets.
The white cabinets. It had like a pretty nice game room.
Oh, huge game room.
And but it had laundry hookup, and which is weird.
No, that was the last house, I think.
I don't remember. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, spoiler alert: they picked this fucking house. I don't know why. We definitely thought they were going to pick number three for various reasons. We'll get into. But I think
they have us guessing.
The views, I think, must have done it.
Oh yeah.
And we'll get into that later, I guess.
This one was well balanced and was only just outside of the budget.
Yeah. So we got house number three, which I swear this is where they were going to pick. They fit in the tub.
Oh, yeah.
The game room was like way better than the other game room, I thought. Oh, you're right. The laundry hookup was in the game room in this one. I wrote it down.
Yeah. There was a catch of a laundry hookup in his game room, and he was like, I'm not having none of that. There's a second one, too. So it's all good, KJ.
This is also a 7-bed, 6.5 bath.
Who the fuck needs 7 beds?
There's like, what are those? How other shows we haven't done yet where there's like, they have like 20 kids or something.
Sister Wives.
We did Sister Wives.
I know.
No, they did like, have like 20 kids.
700 kids and counting.
Yeah.
We Optimum have plus 8.
Another, you know, round of shows we have really ever done. I think this was called Big Budget because it was 2.225.
Very yeah. specific. You don't normally get down to the thousands.
Place. And like the realtor kept pushing like, man, they put this on the market for 2.32. Oh, you got a great deal for 2.2. Oh,
yeah. Like what?
He's also making that sweet commish off that.
Oh yeah.
Nice commish for sure.
Like it's that was another reason I thought, because it's like it's not that much more expensive. And it had like the bigger backyard. And they were like saying really positive things about the house that were like kind of very meh. Like they were like, oh, great view. And we looked at the view.
There's no
they
view.
Showed there was no view.
Yeah.
Really? So we're like, oh, well, they're trying to make their actual pick look good.
Or, you know, maybe this was editing. Maybe this was them fucking
with I mean,
us,
we'll
trying to keep us guessing.
We'll have to get to that, I think. So, yeah, comparing all three, I think the killer views is great. Well worth the extra 15-minute commute, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And that, like, all these houses were fine. Like,
I would gladly live in any of them.
I'd cordon off, like, I probably would have liked the first house more, maybe, because you could turn it the bottom into, like, a rental or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be more applicable to what I'd want and need to own this stupid house. But, yeah. Anyone got anything they want to say about these houses?
No.
Real boring.
Noah?
Yeah. The houses were nothing terribly unique, just quite practical. Nothing of like, wow, that really is so crazy.
All right. So I think before we get into questions, we have to bring up the fact that this show is super fake. Like, if you're not aware, the way this show works is that somebody buys a house and then applies to be on the show.
What?
So then the producers come in, they find two other houses, and you pretend to go see those two other houses and the house you've already picked, and then you pick the house, and then you like pick the house you picked.
Oh man.
So like it's just a way to show these three houses. and like guarantee that you picked one. Because there's no guarantee you're going to pick one of these three houses, Brian. How do you think this world works? How many houses did you see before you picked your house, your condo?
Like 20 plus. Yeah, like that. No, that's true. Yeah, you're not going to do three. I do have a question about that, though. So, like, if you're if obviously, like, these two other places are on sale, are you, like, trying to, like, get your place on there and then, like, you take it off the market so then, like, you can get that, like, nice house hunters bump?
I mean, the thing is, like, house hunters didn't give you a good idea of where these houses are, right?
No, that's true. Damn, yeah. That'd be an easy money for the show.
That bleeds into another question. What is KJ Wright's motivation?
I think he is just a fan of House Hunters. He wanted to be on House Hunters. It's the only reason for this episode to exist. Right?
Yeah.
And I can't imagine them paying him enough money for him to be on this reality show.
Maybe KJ wants his kids to be like child actors and this is their first step.
They weren't even in it.
You know, for a second they were.
Look,
My hunch, it's his wife. She his really wife? Wants to do it. Yeah,
it could
she
be.
Really wants to do it.
I think they're both fans. That's how I would go. That's more my speed, but it could be her. Who knows who runs that relationship? Who knows?
That could have been the compromise for the extra in the budget.
Extra in the budget? It wasn't that much extra.
I know.
He's making $7 million. Like,
I mean, to be fair, they probably just made up that whole budget bullshit.
It's true. Like,
yeah.
Once you hear that this is how the show's filmed, I was like, what? There's nothing you can really believe at all.
Yep.
You can't believe the budgets. They're just like, oh, well, this house on Redfin is this much. Like there's no like, or you just fudge it. I don't know. It's just like.
Does that make the part that KJ Wright doesn't know how to get a toilet seat installed, believe it or not?
Well, this is also why I thought the third house is what, because it had the bigger tub, thought maybe they already installed the big tub into the house. Because like shows, so like I've heard that like sometimes they actually move out of the house so they can film the stupid shit and then move back into the house.
That's fucked up.
So it's like, well, you could do all of the stuff you needed to do and then film the show while you're moving in and out of the other house. Like,
dude, is that how they have like 100 and some fucking seasons? Like they just keep rolling it?
Yeah, I guess we could talk about the seasons thing. There isn't much talk about how much fake it is. It's just fake.
Fake.
So like season one, what do we watch? 165? So like also, if you're trying to catch up with us, I probably should put this in the beginning because we watched an episode called like Big Seattle something.
Big Ballin' in Seattle.
Big Ballin' in Seattle. Which if you go to Hulu, season 165, episode 4, it's not Big Ballin' in Seattle. So you got to go to the website to figure out, like, I don't fucking have any idea how to watch it on Hulu. Sorry.
What does HGTV stand for?
Home and Garden TV.
What do the TV stand for?
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
But it's
a mystery. It's a mystery.
It's just like that save icon. What is that? I don't know.
Nobody knows. I don't know what
that
is.
Yeah, that like square to square.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like archaic. It's like Egyptian hieroglyph. Yeah, so what I'm imagining, Brian, is this happens with Impractical Jokers. So like they'll have a full production season will be a season, but then HGTV splits that season up into two different seasons for whatever reason to show like they'll have a gap between the seasons.
More DVD sales.
And they're not selling any of these DVDs.
They're padding the numbers though.
I don't know. There must be something going on where they're just like, let's just up the number season instead of like the full 26 episode production season.
Sure.
It's like each season's 13 episodes, which is still insane for 165.
I got an explanation for that. So they did what you said. They planned out like, okay, we're going to split like the production into like two or three or something because they're like, we're going to get canceled for sure. And then it just kept rolling. And then the numbers got out of control.
But not only is House Hunters just like, there's like 18 different variations of House Hunters. You got Tiny House Hunters, you got House Hunters International. Like, any other House Hunters, Noah?
Oh, man, there's a bunch. Give me one second.
It's not all even right. Like regular House Hunters, you know?
There's yeah, like- so there, I'm going to go through a long list. You have House Hunters International, House Hunters on Vacation, House Hunters, Where Are They Now? House Hunters Renovation, House Hunters International Renovation, House Hunters Million Dollar Homes, House Hunters International Million Dollar Budgets.
Oh my God.
House Hunters Family, Island Hunters, Houseboat Ooh. Hunters, Ooh. House Hunters RV, Tiny House Hunters, House
Is
Hunter-
that part of the C Network?
I don't know.
It is three tiny houses.
Yeah. The one that sounds the coolest, House Hunters Popped, which is similar to VH1's Pop-Up Video, merged with House Hunters, which actually sounds pretty cool.
It's just like little tiny video. Is it quick bites of houses?
It just says like trivia pops up on the screen.
Very odd.
There's three more. Okay. House Hunters Off the Grid. House Hunters Outside the Box.
Oh.
House Hunters Comedians on Couches.
What is going on here?
Yeah, it's like the Jerry Seinfeld thing. Comedians on couches in a house.
What about the Quibi version that's on there too?
Murder House.
Murder House Flip. Okay, Simpsons seems real fucked up. I don't know if Google's fucked up or what's going on, but I'm like casually going through like season, going how many episodes are in each season, when are they filmed, and when I Google House Hunters. So like House Hunters season 185 is Jan 7th to July 8th, 2020. Okay, so it's saying the latest episode is July 8th, 2020. But if I go to season 184... February 4th, 2020, January 2020. Like they're all over the place. They're all interweaving. Like what is going on?
I don't know, man.
There's like 8 to like 12 episodes a season. Like, and there's new episodes in older season. Like, I am mystified, guys. Somebody fucked up and I don't know who it is.
They got too much of a budget. Damn it. This is what happens.
Brian, you looked up how much KJ Hamler is actually making.
Yeah.
Is it KJ Hamler? Is that that's his last name?
KJ Wright?
KJ Wright, yeah.
Yeah.
Before people start messaging us.
Yeah. So the last thing was just like a 2-year, 15 mil contract. Pretty solid.
How much money has he earned to date? Do you know?
I did not get that stat. Maybe try to get that, but
trying to pull up the questions.
I'm really happy because, like, we also looked up like right before that the average for like a linebacker, and it was like 1.8 mil. But like, he's pretty good. We all know living in Seattle, but
all right, you ready for some questions, Brian?
I'm ready.
I think so.
Who is the worst human being?
Realtor.
The unborn baby.
Oof.
What,
man.
What do you think the baby did?
It's not what he's done. It's what he will do.
Okay. That's fair.
It's like that Catholic guilt. You're born a sinner.
Exactly.
I'm going to go the real estate agent as well. Like, he's just so real estate agent-y. Everything they said, he agrees with. You know, calls out, oh, look, you have a peak of the water, a nice little peak. $2 million, motherfucker. I want a fucking ocean.
Yeah.
In my backyard. Peak.
I mean, I agree, but I also don't think there's really a worse human being in the show, like in comparison to every other one we've seen. So, but yeah.
No. I mean, it's just context matters. It's the worst human being on this. Not the worst human being of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Right. Yeah. I mean, he seems fine, right? He seems like a normal, fine guy.
What's the most baffling, cringeworthy moment?
For me, it was like when he finally when KJ finally settled in a house, and was just like, "Yeah, I gotta settle for not having a heated toilet seat or not having a tub big enough." Like, fuck, man, you're a goddamn NFL player. You're smart enough to realize like Amazon, Home Depot exists. You can go get this shit.
I'm sure you can find a guy that'll just come in, do it, and be done in like a day.
Fuck, you pay me a lot. I will bust my ass to make that.
I would say there were some points where the realtor would show them some feature that he clearly knew was not going to fly well, and he had to keep on a straight face.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a point to Noah's suggestion was like, they were like, he was like, where's the view? And he goes out and he's like, in the fall, you could see through this tree and see the lake. That was pretty like, a baffling, I guess, moment. No, you got one?
No, those are definitely the biggest cringeworthy moments. I think like to double into Brian's point, so KJ is really keen on having a major game room. And when they're touring through the house, they go to the game room first and they're like, oh, there's a hookup for washer and dryer. And it's like, you would imagine they're like, no, there's actually one upstairs, but instead they like kind of delay the conversation and say, oh, well, how do we think about this? And he's like, oh wait, there's one upstairs too. It's like, why?
I mean, that's probably a reason for like the dynamics of the household. Like, it's just like you have to have the one thing I want and then you just pick, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't really like, it's not up to him, I think, to pick the house.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite minor minutia, Brian?
Me? So when the realtor finally pointed out what we were all saying, he's like, I just don't know why he expects that like any tub's gonna fit him. He like NFL players are bigger than the normal people. Like, you're just gonna have to get a custom tub. Great. Yeah. Just tell him that. Stop like egging them on like that. Actually, it feeds into like the irritatingness of like the realtor just agreeing with the guy about everything.
In one of the houses there was a Jewish star in like on the ceiling, just some sort of star thing that looked really out of place, and like he was definitely hit his head on if he ever walked by it. It was like he was so tall. House is so like short.
Yeah, it was definitely not built for him.
Yeah.
To be fair, he's a gigantic dude.
Yeah. Right. Anyone else? Max, you got a minor minutia?
I think we've covered everything there is to cover.
No.
Yeah.
He drives a Bentley SUV.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
I guess let's do this one. Give us a drinking rule. Max, you got a drinking rule?
Drink every time you wish you were watching something else.
I'd say a good drinking rule is anytime they show a dollar amount or like a feature of the house, like 6 beds, 3.5 baths, take a drink.
Sure. A statistic about a house.
Yes. Brian, you got one? Noah, you got one?
Yeah. Every time they use a real estate term, Jack and Jill bathroom.
The barnyard door.
The French doors.
The master, you know, the live-in unit, the mother-in-law unit, like any of those nonsense bullshit.
I think mine is going to be if you have to finish your drink. If like a wrench is thrown in the criteria, it's like, oh yeah, I really also wanted like X.
I also think that you need to bet on the house. If you win the bet on the house they pick, you can force the other people to drink.
Yeah.
It's a good rule. I mean, we kind of went over the production schedule, but like, what do you, how fast do you think that they like roll up with a crew? Do you think they film all three houses in like a day?
Yes.
Do like, we saw them change clothes though, right?
No, I actually wasn't paying attention to what they were wearing. Were you, Max?
Nope.
I don't think the realtor really changed clothes.
But I think that's all he owns.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see a day or two, but not much more than that. Well, should we get to ratings? I think we've talked about this enough.
Sounds good.
All right. For everyone first time listening, we do a stack ranking, top, bottom, top, middle, bottom third of your reality shows that we've kind of watched, but comparing to the other reality shows in general. So, Max, where does this fit?
So, this is going to go in the bottom third of reality shows I've watched. However, I will say it's top of the bottom. It was watchable-ish, just like I would never want to watch more of it.
Brian, what do you got for me?
I've been bouncing back and forth, and I think I'm going to put it in the middle, but like the bottom of the middle. And the reason is, like, I think I could explore like some of the other genres of House Hunters and enjoy it. Also, like, it's just another porn show to me, so it's just like, what? Like, I just put it on the background and like, oh, hey, here's a cool house or something.
No, what do you got?
I'm right in between Brian and Max, but I'm just going to judge a show based on the episode we saw because that's the only information we really have. And for that, I got to put it at top of the bottom. Similar from Max said.
Great choice.
Thank you, Max. I do agree with Brian. Like, the pop-up video, House Hunters, amazing, like, the island ones, like, they are definitely playing around a lot because the format is so basic. So I can do another episode or two across the spectrum.
I think if you watch like one from every single spinoff, no. Then like you get like the whole series, man. Like you're watching a season of it.
We've already done Tiny House Hunters.
True. That was better than this, though.
100%. Like 1,000% better. So this show goes on the bottom third. I think that it's fake. It's kind of boring. I don't care what house they pick. Like, I'm not picking it. Like, it's, I guess it's like, this was like the most interesting House Hunters you could ever have. Like, expensive budget.
Sure.
Like, in a place I know, like, you couldn't have picked a better format. And I still thought it was very meh. The end of the day, like, yeah, but like a regular House Hunters that's not an NFL player in like fucking Kansas, I couldn't care fucking less about houses in Kansas and which houses Joe fucking Schmo picks. Like, I'm like, fucking forget it. And if you want to know my opinion on Tiny House Hunters, which is about 1,000,000% better, because the people on those shows are idiots. And I love to people watch. That's my favorite.
Cool.
So definitely my recommendation, if you're going to watch any of these, is a Tiny House one. Max?
How would you guys make the show better? I have some ideas, but I'm curious if you guys...
I think if everyone was naked, that would be better.
Okay. I think it would be really cool if there was a sort of you the jury system, where we get to vote which house they move into.
The fact that you're just name dropping you the jury.
or a Masked Singer system.
Well, it's more just an American Idol where people vote.
Yeah.
You should go with the most popular. Brian, you got a suggestion for what would make the show better?
I was going to say a legit one, stage all the houses, like actually put furniture and everything. Sure. So, like, looks good. Fake one, you got to go ballers. Like, you just go ballers with like everything. You got to have like a baller house in like even like the Kansas one, like 2 mil. Like, hey, here's all the cool stuff you can have if you bump up a
ballers with a Z.
Yes.
Noah, do you have one?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our take on House Hunters. And you could stop emailing and messaging us to do House Hunters. We did it. And you can enjoy more Seattle Week. I think next week will be Marrying Millions. There's a Seattle couple on that show. So that's kind of almost inspired Seattle Month. But we'll get around to some other shows.
Maybe, I hope it's also KJ Wright.
Maybe some Real World. Who knows? We'll see. We have to see if we can get who put MTV on back.
Hopefully.
So I've been watching two things. I've been kind of watching. Still watching Old Season Survivor. Pretty good. It's a good quarantine watch. You get like, you just can kind of binge it on the side. You don't have to like technically pay a whole lot of attention to it. And you just, it's a good sit. And it's like some good competition.
Sure.
It's still, I think, you know, I hated on it for so long, but it's still, I think it's really good. And the second thing I've been watching is The Dragon Prince on Netflix.
Sure.
It's like, it's epic fantasy in the form of a show. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings-esque-ish. It can be a little childish. It's like definitely meant for like a younger age, but I think it's still really good if you like that kind of fantasy.
It's by the Avatar people.
Yeah. I think it's definitely has a different, slower tone than the Avatar people, Avatar shows. So like, it's definitely, I think, different. It separates itself from Avatar, but the world's cool. The adventure's cool. And they have an ending. 7 seasons and a movie or something.
That's good.
So, you know, recommended to people and like that kind of demographic. Anyone else want to shout out anything?
I watched 5 episodes of Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, you're catching up.
And I consumed this great piece of media. It was the Who Put This On episode on Indian Matchmaking.
And?
Phenomenal episode. I think having Anshul there to provide that context was a great call.
Yeah. Anshul is super excited. Thanks, Anshul, if you're listening.
And the show is really fun to watch.
I think that we didn't get too much into it in that episode, but it's a little more troublesome and kind of like...
Oh, deeply troubling.
The show doesn't make it seem like it's troubling. That is...
It covers it up. In fact, at the very beginning of the episode, they always interview a couple that was arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And they're always like, yeah, I love the guy. And the guy's like, whoa, it's me.
And they're never sitting next to each other. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. That I noticed that as well.
I know Noah has a show he wants to shout out.
Selling Sunset.
New season next week.
Oh, really? As much as I've liked season one, I was barely able to get through episode one, season two. And so I am off to Sunset. I will plug a show, though, on the Peacock, as I like to call it, or Peacock, as other people like to call it.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
I definitely thought you were going to plug, like, The Fugitive.
No. So on Peacock, one of their anchor shows is Brave New World. So they turned the book into a TV show. Pretty good. Like, quite enjoyable. The sound in it's very good. So that's also enjoyable.
Did you say the sound editing?
The sound, yeah. I mean, I don't know if the editing specifically, but the sound is just, like, very entertaining. It feels like a motion picture. And the way it is made, which is just fun to watch.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, read the book. I'm kind of interested in the show, but like, I just haven't been watching that much like TV. And I don't want to watch commercials. Like,
so Peacock's done a good thing. Some of the episodes just have one commercial in the beginning or one commercial in the middle. And it's like a normal length commercial. It's not bad.
So they're in their beginning phase of commercials. That's good.
Maybe. Yeah. It definitely hasn't been bad at all as far as ads in the show.
YouTube's been getting really bad for me. Like, oh, yeah. Some people like let ads go on like every 2 minutes and you're like, really? It's like terrible.
It's not good.
Brian, you got anything?
Not terribly much. I mean, I finished Last Dance. That was a hell of a ride.
Hell of a show.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Can't believe that real life.
I'm going to get a throwback. There's a new podcast from Kevin on The Office doing an oral history of The Office, which has got me back into actually go watch all of The Office. So that's going to be my journey for, I'm sure, many weeks.
Cool. For years. Years. How many episodes?
Nine seasons. So,
No, we're losing you again. So we apologize for the internet at Noah's house. He should probably stop connecting to his neighbor's Wi-Fi. I think that's it for us this week. Find us on Twitter at Who With This On. Turn on Facebook.com/WhoWithThisOn. You can give us questions and suggestions at WhoWithThisOn@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys next time.
Chocolate rain. Feel this in chocolate rain.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Wednesday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekends.
Welcome to hump day. Get your humps on. Hump.